It was the summer, not the winter yet, of 2003 when I first moved to Baltimore from the Midwest, and I didn't know anyone here. And I was a lot younger then. I was in my late 20s. I was just having fun being a, you know, cool city single girl back in the day. I had a like for a bad boy, like a motorcycle, long-haired kind of guy. And I met this guy that a friend encouraged me to date that was the opposite of that. This guy was very, very straight-laced and buttoned up. He had a buzz cut, which was not my usual cup of tea, but he worked for a government agency and was just like, I think he told me on our first date that he like didn't drink until he was 21 because it was illegal. And I was like, that's great, good for you, me too. And he had never smoked anything, I don't think, which is good. Like, that's nice. Good for you, sir. But he was very, very nice, and I knew him because I was playing all this Baltimore Sport and Social Club sports. This is back when you'd go play all these, like, flag football, co-ed, and then go to Kisslings and play flip cup all day, and I met this guy doing that. He was very nice, just not usually my cup of tea. But a friend of mine was like, this is the nicest guy ever, you should go out with him. So I ended up dating this guy. And actually, he was, like, pretty great. Not my normal kind of thing, but I kind of started to like him. And this was, like, September, October-ish, and it got to be the Christmas season. It's December, and we'd been seeing each other for a couple months. And I was still, like, a little bit mad about him. But I liked him. He was, like, super smart, funny, charismatic, like, nice guy. So Christmas comes around, and I lived in this loft downtown with these huge, enormous, I'm going to say 20-foot ceilings. I don't know if that's true. Big, giant ceilings. And so I had this dream of going into the forest and cutting down the biggest tree, like Christmas vacation tree ever. And, of course, I wanted this guy to help me. And he was, again, very nice, polite guy. So he says he'll drive, and we'll go out to a tree farm out in the country and cut down this tree. So the day we pick to go, it's disgusting Baltimore December. It's like sleeting, nastiness, like 25 degrees outside. We get in like his little Jetta. And this guy showed up to the first date I ever went on with him, you guys, in a full-on suit with flowers. Like, I almost didn't go. Because I was like, who comes to a date in a suit? Like, you're 26, bro. Anyway, so we get in the car, and we make our way out to the country. We go to this tree farm. It's really nasty. We have on big coats and all that. I think he has on, like, some nice loafers and like, a wool, like, a dress coat, because he was still trying to impress me at that point. And we, you know, they give you a saw and you hike out and find the one you want. And the one, I'm like, oh, this one. Like, the lights shine on it. It's beautiful. It's huge. It's big. He lays on the ground, which is soaking ass wet. Saws the tree. And I'm just like, oh, this is great. Thank you, honey. Falls down. And, you know, you guys have done this before. Like, you have to carry it back up to the farm to pay for it. So he's like, I'll take the trunk, and he is like, got his stuff all messed up, his coat's all sappy and whatever. And he picks up the bottom, and this tree is just too effing big. It's like, we can't really carry it. And we saw that they have those like bobcat things that you could, you know, you ask them to come and like cart it back for you. And I'm like, we have to get someone to help us. So we trudge back, leave the tree in the forest. We trudge back through the sleet and the terrible Baltimore winter to the front. And there's this cute little hut with smoke coming out of it that they have hot apple cider. And I was like, hey, how about I go into this hut and you go ride with this guy and this bobcat and pick up that tree? And he's like, okay, that sounds like, that's actually a good idea. I don't want you to get cold. He was the nicest guy. So I sat in the hut and had some hot cocoa. And he, in his not very warm, like, wool overcoat, rode back on this bobcat. And, like, 20 minutes later, I'm in the window sipping my hot cocoa, and I see this bobcat coming back, and I swear to God, somebody already mentioned The Shining tonight, but he looked like the end, like Jack Nicholson, you know, when he's in the... He's like, his face is frozen. It's beet red. He's got, like, icicles dripping off his cheeks. And I was like, well, this is delightful. That's pretty much the whole story. I'm going to say for the record, we got married. Wait. We also got divorced. However, he's one of my dearest friends to this day, and we have two lovely children, so it all worked out in the end. That's it.